This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
He did. That was gross. I think he ate too much. I think the cooking in the kitchen was too good, so a few less wings next time. He also apologized to the offensive line because they were real close to it and almost standing in it. But he's fine. He's got the right mentality.
Browns coach Kevin Stefanski, their first-round pick, Mason Graham, puked at minicamp. Too many wings?
Too many wings. Sounds like a should have been a Bills draft pick.
Shout out the day that Mike Mularkey said somebody ate too many greens. Benny Anderson. Was there a bill named Benny Anderson?
Not that I remember.
Benny. Chris Brown's going to text me this. Hopefully the answer.
Benny Anderson?
Listening. No, Benny. Benny ate too many vegetables. Benny.
I don't ever remember a Benny.
I don't think it's Anderson. Benny somebody.
Is that like Christian Benford's locker room nickname, by the way? Benny? Benny.
Somebody's going to remember
Fast
this.
Benny? No, that's Fast Freddy.
No, Fast Freddy. Was it Benny? Somebody ate too many vegetables. He said he was turning green. Like Mularkey was making a joke at a press conference forever ago. I mean, forever ago.
Like 2004?
Yeah. Sure. 5 minutes away from finding out a game in the NFL. I mean, can we have a family meeting for a second here? On the one hand, I'm sorry we're doing this. But on the other hand, I wanted it to be Josh Allen fighting the Bills, played one game. Mm-hmm. It might be a letdown in that it's just going to be the Eagles opener because Mike Tirico's there and we have not seen Allen. If Allen were there, they would have shown him by now.
We could be. I mean, I'm still hopeful that we're going to get the Sunday night game.
They can get two announcements, you're hoping?
I think we could have, even if it's just Tirico. Tirico could tell us both the NFL opener and the Sunday night opener.
That's right. That's right. They could.
You could get both. I mean, he'll be calling both, won't he?
Yes.
So... I think you could have both games announced, and that could be the Bills. I mean, would the Bills not be the? Would you not still think of them as a leading favorite to be the Sunday night game? They're in it.
Yeah,
they're definitely one of those home. If Kansas City's off the table because they're going to play on Friday, and Philly's off the table, and Dallas is maybe off the table, like there are other options. But Baltimore's thought to be on the road in week one. Cincinnati's thought to be on the road in week one. So they can't play each other. The dots kind of line up where I think the Bills' odds are pretty good to be the Sunday night opener whenever it does get announced. But we'll see. Was watching a video during the update. Pablo Torre has been all over the Bill Belichick story in North Carolina. Pablo from ESPN. I mean, he's on MSNBC and a lot of other stuff too. He says this weekend he thinks there is absolutely a real chance that Belichick does not make it to week one.
Okay. With North Carolina.
With North Carolina, because there's a buyout in his contract in June 1st that goes from $10 million to $1 million after June 1st. And that his implication is that this Jordan Hudson story that's mostly gossip about Belichick might lead to Belichick realizing that he's not the boss he thinks he is in UNC. And that will be why he steps away.
One thing that strikes me throughout this Belichick story is we're all like learning about his girlfriend who placed second at Miss Maine. And I saw some of this reporting from Pablo Torre.
His family is like very concerned and like her, his daughter-in-law is like on social media, like saying pretty nasty things about her. And just like there's a lot of stuff.
Wasn't the first red flag that Bill Belichick took a job at North Carolina? To me, it's odd that we all just said, "Oh, okay. You're what?
Yeah, that's a good
you've
thought.
Won seven Super Bowls and you've just decided, you know what? Middling ACC school is up next. That's what I want
to
do."
Well, to go back in time, what was didn't the explanation make sense at the time? It was the NFL didn't. For me, it was the NFL wanted no business with him anymore. They didn't want to turn over all the power to him. So, but he loves football so much that he wants to be a coach. So, like, hey, this guy just loves ball. That's it. But maybe he loves power more. I don't know. That's how I thought of it at the time.
Is he unable to just go fish for a year?
That's what I mean. Like, I think he is.
Go play golf. Go fish. Go to some tour with Elton John. Is he friends with Elton John or is that Robert Kraft?
Belichick?
Yeah.
There's no way he's friends with Elton John.
Maybe it's Robert Kraft. I think
that makes a little more sense.
Elton John played Robert Kraft's birthday party once or something. Anyway.
I don't know that Belichick has hobbies. What do you know? Like that's how his persona comes off as. All this dude does is watch tape. That's it. He wants to watch ball.
Yeah.
That's it. So the way that was sold, the way he is, I guess that does mean that his hobby is coaching. So what does he want to do? He wants to coach. That's it. But now he's out on beaches and he's doing more, you know, other stuff with his girlfriend. So I don't know. It's just a very weird ending to his football career, one way or another. Maybe he never coaches. Maybe he never even coaches at UNC. If he doesn't, it's just such a weird ending. Have you ever known a person in football to just change 180, like what the story is about them at the end, like this
from chess master to pawn?
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Like, he's being taken advantage of at the end after 25 years of, what was the one that we freaked out about like a year and a half ago when they claimed J.C. Jackson off waivers? Like, oh, this guy, the Patriot way, man, strikes again. Just like he's five steps ahead of everybody until right now when he's an old man getting conned, basically.
Yep.
When have you seen that happen? Especially to the dude that is the most accomplished coach in league history. This is the ending? Kicked out of the NFL, nobody wants him, and now this? It's just a very weird, strange story.
Yep. Today's show is back from break. Here comes Mike Tirico to give a game. Are we allowed to give play-by-play from the Today Show? Probably not. We're not going to do that.
We're not allowed to give play-by-play for games. This isn't a game, though. Well, it's announcement.
Hold on. Let me email them and get the express written consent of the Today Show to talk about what's happening.
Major NFL announcement. You know what could be worse than it just being Cowboys? It just says major NFL announcement. What if it's Aaron Rodgers signing with the Steelers?
Which That could happen soon. Mike Tirico's here. Are they really doing this to announce one game?
I think it's going to be two. You're right. Like, all this for one?
For a game,
it is the season opener.
Right, where we already know where it is and who's at least half of the teams.
We can't play that game, though, because, yes, us and a lot of our listeners will already know the Eagles are playing week one. How many people, just casual today, people that watch the Today Show know that the Eagles automatically play week one?
That's fair.
They might not know that. So, I don't know that we can play that game as much as we probably want to. There it
is. Cowboys-Eagles season opener. Okay.
Okay.
Official. Cowboys at Eagles Thursday, September 4th. Is that it? One more graphic. Give us one more. They're still talking. Tirico's there.
I want you to. How do we feel about his fit today? No tie?
Good.
Tirico never wears the tie, though, does he?
The jacket and a collared shirt with no tie is like a good look, especially for. Yeah, I think it's good.
I don't think. Actually, do no play-by-play guys wear ties?
No, plenty do, I'm sure. It might be a personal preference. It used to be you had to, and now you know, kind of do what you want.
Like when I picture Al Michaels in the booth sitting next to Chris Collinsworth, I don't think he's wearing a tie.
Does Al wear a tie? Good question.
I don't think he does.
Tirico talking on the 2025 season. We're seeing the Eagles and their Super Bowl parade. Eagles open against the Cowboys. You know, once George Pickens got sent to Dallas, that thing was booked for the opener. We got to see. No, kidding.
Al wore a tie all the time. Yeah. I have an MVP bet on Dak Prescott this year. So, be nice to get that off and running.
Yeah.
You still hate the Eagles?
No.
You really hated them during last season.
I did.
And even the previous year.
The previous years especially. But yeah. Now last year got a little better. I like the Eagles. I mean, I don't like the Eagles, no. I'm fine with that.
I feel like you more respect how they
Sure.
How they operate.
They spend more money than most teams. They commit to longer term to try to do whatever they can to win.
They're aggressive. They go after stars all the time.
That's right. As much as it's all about how they did it with their defense, they did it by paying for an offense and drafting a defense.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. And they're also, what the Eagles are, is a nice little one to hang on the wall as not everybody gets along. You don't always have to get. You just have to win,
right? They often seem like they absolutely despise
yes,
each other.
A family that bickers and hates each other, but they win.
I think in the playoffs, weren't Sirianni and AJ Brown like screaming at each other on the sidelines? Was that that might have been end of the regular season? But they've gone. Hurts and Sirianni almost definitely hate each other, don't they? There was so much smoke about that, and I think Hurts even kind of spoke about it.
Yeah,
and they won anyway. Even if the coach and the quarterback might not get along or are buddy-buddy. I think this is the only game we're going to get.
That's it.
It is, because here comes Al Roker.
That's it. So maybe Josh is on later this week. Maybe.
Or maybe the Bills just aren't involved.
And now it all starts.
Maybe there was a last-second schedule change, and they had to put somebody up. I don't know. I don't know what happened. Eagles and Cowboys. All right.
Top five heartbreak of my sports life today. No,
the first schedule release being that it's the Cowboys.
We were duped.
Yeah.
Not really. But again, the report was they teased his appearance. It was not today. 803-0550 on the Bills rookies. We'll talk with Eric Turner of Cover One coming up top of the hour. You can give us a ring if you want. 1-888-550-2550 to join us on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.